Also, are you surprised at the sudden popularity of women's basketball nationally? I think that Tennessee was kind of ahead of the curve on that one. do you think, and again, I think we touched on this a little bit before, do you think Coach Johnson would have been surprised, or do you think he would have expected it?
I think he would have expected that. I'm not surprised at the sudden popularity of women's basketball, because I think UT set the bar high years and years ago. Pat Summitt was the icon of women's basketball. And I'm really, really glad to see that so many of these other universities and colleges have really put emphasis on women's sports, and I'm very glad to see that popularity. It has really helped to have some of these, you know, the Caitlin Clarks and some of these more recent players who have been so successful in college and now have moved on to the WNBA and are doing a great job there. And I'm really glad to see that, because I was in on the front end of that when Title IX went into effect and when girls basketball was just starting, because my first year at middle, it was a club sport. You know, and then the next year is when we started doing a little bit of traveling and playing other colleges, Tennessee Tech and Austin Peay and University of Chattanooga and UT and
so you were in on
College.
The very
beginning. It was the very beginning. And my second year down there was the first year that anyone gave any scholarships for women's basketball. So
that is so hard to think about.
It is. It really is. But I'm thrilled that so many good players have come along, and there are so many good teams.
Well, I'm glad that they're now getting scholarships. That never even occurred to me that they would not. Yeah. But just a modern mindset.
Well, you think it's always been like that, and it's not.
And it has not.
And it's in my lifetime. Of course, I know I'm old, but still.
No, but
you
still.
Know.
I mean,
Title IX. And
really?
Title IX was a big deal. And I do not want to see anything impact that effect that Title IX has had.
I understand that.
Basketball.
Yeah. Because you fought for it in a lot of ways.
Yes.
On the court.
Yes.
So finally, is there anything you would like to add or speak to, a last thought, or anything that maybe we haven't covered? And that was me. Let me shut this because of that car engine there. That maybe I didn't think about.
No, but I really appreciate you doing this just to document history, because that's what this is documenting history of basketball at Porter High School, and there will never be a Porter High School again.